In the Gospel passage this Sunday from Mark, Jesus takes issue with the legalism and hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees. Instead of focusing on the essentials, they focus on the details of the law. When asked by the scribes and Pharisees why he and his disciples did not observe the law of washing their hands before eating, Jesus contradicts their notion that external rituals such as washing hands and abstaining from certain foods have anything to help change the human heart for better. On the contrary, inner moral pollution comes from within the human heart. Deuteronomy helps us to capture this truth when it says, "The human heart is devious from youth." Deuteronomy 6:5. The Gospel therefore invites us to develop a radical self-honesty necessary to recognize within ourselves the tendencies that come from our hearts, and thus in need of God's grace to combat these tendencies. It is that self-knowledge that helps us to name, claim, and tame the wild streak within that threatens our openness to God's gift of life and love. We are invited to joyfully live what Jesus teaches us through the church, not with legalism, but out of a deep, intimate relationship with the Father, so that we may find life and salvation in Jesus Christ. The message from the readings this Sunday is threefold. One, at the end of the day, what matters most is inner personal holiness, rather than the scrupulous external observance of the law. 2. The best criterion of every law is the greatest commandment, love of God and love of neighbor, expressed in terms of relating personal holiness to the care of the needy. And finally, genuine holiness is transformative and of our flaws into the service of others, particularly the less fortunate, which is always an overflow of our inner relationship with God. I am Monsignor John, podcasting from Mililani, Hawaii. Stay tuned.